This is Edward Brown with a comment on the news. Vice President Agnew has described some of the criticism of U.S. policy in Vietnam as anti-Americanism. It can be found, he says, in business circles, in the halls of Congress, in classrooms and churches. A paranoia which castigates America, but finds no fault with the enemy. The Vice President says this may be the most moral war we have ever fought, because we are aiding the world's most beleaguered nation. In addition to seeing no difference between dissent and disloyalty, the Vice President does distort the past by equating Hanoi's attacks on Saigon with Hitler's invasion of Poland. He leaves out a lot, including the fact that with the victory of Ho Chi Minh's forces over the Japanese in 1945 and later over the French colonials, Vietnam was free of foreign domination for the first time in 1,000 years. And under terms of a Geneva Agreement, its warring factions and the nation would be unified by elections in 1956, elections which were never held, but which Ho would almost certainly have won. And the consequences of his victory could not possibly have been as awful as what has come from our successful efforts to prevent it. The deaths of 1 million people or more and grievous wounds to our own social order that have yet to be treated. Mr. Agnew may believe that the upset he provokes is evidence that he has touched an exposed nerve, that he has spoken a truth that hurts. But the sound in response to his false indictment is not the wail of a guilty conscience. It is the cry of a soul dismayed that the administration would dare defend a policy conceived in error, conducted with stealth, defended with falsehood, and overcome by events, by calling critics of that policy and that process un-American. On the ground in Vietnam, Vietnamization is falling apart. Trying to change the character of the war and the color of the corpses has failed. Even though the intensity of opposition here to the war has fallen as U.S. casualties have declined, Hanoi, at times and places of its own choosing, demonstrates that the war is not winding down, that the U.S. cannot declare victory through gradualism and not be challenged. And in the end, it must be recognized that peace is not possible without the certainty of American withdrawal. In public, both sides give nothing. Their negotiating positions are frozen. But there is evidently a willingness to talk. And this refreshes the hope that the conflict can be brought to a close and a start made on the long road to coexistence, then accommodation, and finally, reconciliation. This is Edward Brown.